The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All I remember is that this is probably the most important diary entry we've ever done. The one we're about to read.
And we've said that a couple times, but I really believe that this was the craziest place to just be like, all right, anyway, have a good weekend.
Yeah, and we like we left you in kind of a lurch because we now know the indiscretions were indiscretions.
Right.
We know who it was with a classmate.
Like, named John.
Oh, John, okay.
Oh, we got that, really?
Yeah. John? Oh, yeah, it was John. Okay.
No one believed me?
Well, because her ex is Justin. I thought this said Jake.
And then who's the guy Jake? Who introduced her to Mike?
Joe. Oh, okay, girl, get some new friends.
Yeah, there's a lot of J going on there.
Oh, J names, though.
Yeah.
What? You have a problem with J names?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a huge problem with J names.
There's only like two J name people that are good.
And they are?
Well, they know. I'm not going to call them out.
My friend Josh?
I don't know. Have you ever tried dating him?
I've tried real hard.
Yeah. Guys, the diary.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, and as a result, well, Mike asked her to marry him, right?
Yeah, right. He proposed.
Yes. So he proposed. She said yes.
Then she came clean.
Like, I got to tell you the truth. And he told her to get out.
And Katie said, don't tell Mike.
Right.
But she did. Well, don't tell Mike, but then she didn't want to start a forever with him.
I also don't even know if she wanted forever with him.
And I'm glad we got to hear about Elwood because I was getting concerned.
Oh, did you think Elwood had died?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
Well, you don't write about your dog in your diary.
She didn't write about him for like 3 years.
Because she's with a guy.
You sure do write about your dog.
No, you don't. You're so weirdly
obsessed.
Talk
to Moxie
Can we
about
read
it?
The diary?
Yes. So our last entry was July 7th.
Okay.
This is July 30th. Mike told her she had to be out by August 1st.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's got a day.
Or she's already
30
gone.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. Yep. 31, yeah.
Yeah, she's got two. Okay. You want me to go?
No. We'll get to the diary entry.
Do you do the knuckle counting with the months?
I do what I just did. I don't do the knuckle. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
None of it means anything to me. I just
so
got
those are the months that have 30 days in it. 30 days has September, April, June.
That's not helpful to me. That's just remembering it. You just remember all the months and say it out loud.
But it makes a rhyme. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
How many people are so screaming at us right now? Yeah.
I'm going to see some other knuckles.
May I?
Yeah, God, who's been stopping you, right. Weirdo? Okay. Anyway, how do you do the knuckles? You start on January?
I'm just going to kick you in the... Okay. July 30th.
Yeah.
Elwood and I moved today. Mike's been in and out of the house in the last few weeks. He's been in and out with me the last few weeks.
Ooh.
Oh, that kind of sounded.
Okay. Ooh.
Some days it's like nothing has happened. Like he forgot that I broke both our hearts. Or he pretends to forget because he misses the way things were. I suppose it's better not to know the woman you think you know is really still just a child. I suppose it's better not to know the woman you think you know is really still just a child. Okay, that one hurt my brain for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting it.
I think when I was a kid, I at least knew what I wanted. Now every decision feels so heavy. Then in the margin, it says, there's an arrow and it says, as a kid, I was better behaved too. I wonder what will happen with us now that I'm not living in his house, our house, his house. He has every right to hate me. Some days he does and some days he doesn't. The past 2 years just flew and I want them back. What? I want them back to live slower. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She wants to do it again and like
just take
and,
it in.
And relish in it knowing that it is finite.
Okay. That's the problem is it all happened too fast. That's why I wasn't ready. That's why I it up. The truth is I'm still not ready and I will always things up until I am, and I still don't get why he loves me. Only now it's only some days that he loves me. I don't understand that either. I'd rather be the bad guy, but he says it's not all my fault.
Whose fault is it?
I know. I don't. I mean, maybe he just feels like the pressure makes it a little bit his fault. But he's wrong. She messed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the end?
That's the end. That was a pretty good entry.
Yeah, but it doesn't say where she moved, right?
I wonder if she went to her mom's.
And it doesn't say anything. Do you think?
Because she doesn't have a job. She can't pay for an apartment right now.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot she doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Do you think she's...
She has an internship. What's going to happen with that?
She move in with John?
No. No, that sounded like it was over. Yeah. Like it wasn't a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
They're still classmates and like you still see each other?
But she said that she like started to avoid study groups or whatever.
Yeah. They're not
because
like
because she was still with Mike. Now that she's not with Mike.
She's not moving in with like some random fling.
It would be Kim before John.
Oh, Kim. No, she's not going back there.
No, it's been like over a year.
That's what I mean. It would be Kim before John.
No, I think it's John.
I think it's her mom.
I think it's John.
You're wrong.
Why? Because you read ahead as usual?
No. I just saw the date.
Okay.
Did you move into his dorm room?
Yeah, like he's a student.
It's
grad school.
Okay. Yeah, so nobody's in a dorm room. God, idiot. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I didn't go to grad school. Yeah.
Okay, the next entry is August 15th.
Okay.
I saw nothing ahead, so. For once. Mm.
Should we have some sort of wager on where she moved?
Sure, because there's no freaking... Also, wait! You've read this
before. I don't remember.
There's no way it's John. You want to bet $100?
No, I'm not going to bet. Like, not money, but like some form of torture.
What's like, wrong with you?
Do you know, we haven't done this in a really long time. The iPod of shame.
Yeah.
The iPod of shame.
Like, basically, if you lose, then I pick a song. And then you have to put like an iPod on, you know, you just listen to it and you have to sing along, but no one can hear the music. We just hear you singing.
That's so horrible because I would go for it.
Yeah, I know you would.
But I also feel really confident she didn't move in with John.
Yeah, I don't feel super confident.
Yeah. That she did either. Do you want to do the iPod of shame?
Then take the John side.
I don't want to do it.
No, me.
All right. So the next entry without an iPod of shame is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.